My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mike Rizzo doesn't have to explain himself, I don't think, after yesterday's Lane Thomas trade, because it was a really good return for the Nationals. Although I will tell you that there are fans that are upset that they're trading veterans. I think those are the same fans probably that hated the Juan Soto deal or were mad that they traded Jamer Candelario for a two-player package that included DJ Hurz, who's become a fixture in the rotation. But the rebuild continues, and Lane Thomas was the latest player to get dealt last night to the Cleveland Guardians. He's in the lineup for Cleveland this afternoon, batting second and playing right field, where he was a mainstay here in D.C. In fact, he was the organizational player of the year, two straight years, the MVP at the major league level, as voted by the media the last two seasons, which is a fairly dubious honor, I would say, here in Washington offensively. But he did do some really good things. They acquired him for a starter who was on his way out of the big leagues and having to retire soon thereafter, John Lester, with an ERA over 5 at the deadline 2 years ago. And Thomas would go on to play a couple of very productive seasons, and then this year with the Nationals. For trading him, the Nats get a three-player package, a 19-year-old single-A lefty named Alex Clemmy, who was the 58th pick in the draft last year. Huge strikeout numbers and a huge kid, 6'6". He was the number 8 prospect in the Guardian system to begin this year, and he's better than that in the rankings now. Fastball's big time. Tops out at 99. Was talking to someone who's seen him a bunch last night. They love how limby he is and whippy the arm is. Throws a lot of balls, though. Needs to throw the ball over the plate. So it's high risk, high reward.
Sure.
But it's a teenager. He's the centerpiece of the deal. Another 19-year-old single-A player, a shortstop named Rafael Ramirez, who's a second-generation pro. His dad played in the big leagues. Left-handed hitting infielder. And then a 23-year-old who you'll see soon, probably at the major league level, was on the 40-man roster already, AAA infielder Jose Tena, who hit about 300 with 17 homers and 14 steals at AAA with an 850 OPS this year, has played some shortstop and some third base. Less a prospect, but a guy who's closer. He's got 35 big league at-bats
already. That's a pretty good third baseman there in Cleveland that's in his way. So
it might be Jose Ramirez might be okay. So it was three players. It's Clemmy, it's Ramirez, and then it's Tena in this deal. And the Nationals move Lane Thomas. So they've now traded Hunter Harvey, Jesse Winker, Lane Thomas. And with the deadline set for our show at 6 p.m. today, we'll keep you abreast of everything going on. Floro probably moved. And then, as we said at the start, the big question is Finnegan, who gave up 5 hits and 5 runs last night, blowing a save in Arizona.
So I don't really mean this. I'm kind of winking tongue-in-cheek here a little bit, but I'm kind of serious. I would love to make a rule that if you're upset about trades like this, you don't get to cheer for the players you get in return. Like, if you were annoyed about the Juan Soto trade, keep your hands separated when James Wood comes to bat and sit down in your seat. When you're annoyed at Dylan Floro's hall or Lane Thomas's hall, when Tanya cracks a double into the gap, you got to sit there in silence and you have to look down at your phone or your shoelace or something like that. This is how it's done. There is short-term pain for a team that's already experiencing pain. You keep Lane Thomas, you're going to finish just above the Marlins. You move on from Lane Thomas, you got a chance to be great. This is just easy math for me, but I understand. Listen, I get it. If you're paying season ticket prices, they're not discounting it because there's one less quality big leaguer in the show. So I understand to that degree, but this is why we're here. This is the whole point. We are going through the ramping up of the roller coaster, right? We're doing the trying to get up to that top again. We were there a handful of years ago. This is how you do it.
So I came to the realization, and it doesn't mean that I am always successful in navigating this, but there was a time where every time someone would yell or say, oh, this is ridiculous, or how dare them, or the rebuild's going on forever, and I would be interacting, and most of this is on social media, Twitter, what have you, and you're kind of just, it feels like you're explaining something till you're blue in the face. It's almost like debating politics or something. There is no value in it. So to me, there's just two camps, right? There is a camp that understands how you rebuild in baseball. It's how the Nationals built the first time to win the World Series that all of those other people loved so much. And it's what the Cubs and the Astros and the Orioles currently and so many other teams have done to become championship caliber. And that is very efficiently, by the way, and at a really nice pace so far, what the Nationals are doing. I mean, the proof has been at the minor leagues and now with some of the young major leaguers. It's right there for you to see if you want to. But I'm just not spending any more time online. I don't have a problem on the show debating it, discussing it, taking calls, but I will not be arguing with people about how dare they trade their best player? What are they thinking? They were bad offensively and they're worse tonight in Arizona.
Yep.
You're just not understanding. It's the equivalent of, you know, someone arguing about, like, we're on a 10-hour road trip and they're upset that you just changed lanes on the third mile or something. I just can't do it.
I don't have time, man.
So I could drag them kicking and screaming, but again, we did that when they traded Soto and everybody was angry, and I would say at this point, thank God they did. They're in a way better spot because of it, and there have been countless other examples of it. And if you want to knock the Nationals for their draft picks over the years, there's plenty of ammunition. If you want to knock the Nationals for their player development over the last decade, there is a whole lot you can pick from. What you cannot argue is that they don't do an excellent job generally with their trades. Do they bat 1,000?
Nobody does.
No, but they bat closer than anybody else. And by and large, under Mike Rizzo, they have done a better job than almost everybody in the returns for their trades of veteran players.
They go to the junkyard and find like a rusty paperclip and go to the flea market and walk away with quality major leaguers. I mean, there's an Office episode where there's a big garage sale, and Dwight's whole plan is to take a paperclip and turn it into something incredible.
Yeah.
He does that. That's what happened. That's what John Lester led us to this. John Lester, who at the end of his career, great player.
Nasty work by Rizzo.
World Series
Lester
champion.
Lester for Lane for 3 prospects in the Guardians top 20 in a pretty good system.
And you got multiple years of Lane Thomas as an instant profit. Then you get later on down the line profits. You didn't have to turn him back in. You didn't have to say, well, that's the end of our profit. You got 3 years of an everyday player, basically, who's then been spun into potential future big leaguers. Sorry about it. Please allow the gentleman to work.
Yeah, they've done a very good job for the most part with these trades. And the thing I really like is the people that I'm plugged in on who follow prospects and player development for a living, and even the scouts and stuff that I was texting and talking to last night that I know from my other gig where I do a show about minor leaguers on MLB Network Radio, everybody thinks the return was really good. Now, it doesn't guarantee that any of these guys are going to work. Clemmy is super high upside, but a pretty risky proposition. You know, it's an effort to his delivery, and he throws a lot of balls. But they got more than most people in baseball thought they would for Lane Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're looking for. That's what you're hoping for.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.